This week, I wanted to talk a little bit about the biggest barrier I see people face when we're working in this next set of categories. I might need it someday. As you go through some of your items, you may start to hear yourself say this as you hesitate getting rid of something. And if it's something you haven't used in ages, rarely use, or have never used, I want you to think twice about it before just assuming it goes in the keep pile. What are the scenes you're starting to imagine, specifically in the kitchen, when these thoughts are coming up that generate a sense of need? Often, it's envisioning company coming over, an entertaining event, a specialty ingredient that could be better dealt with a specialty gadget, hello, cherry pitter and avocado knife, a recipe that might only work when cooked in a particular pot or pan, or even just, but what if all of our other dishes are dirty? You're channeling the aspirations of who you want to be, who you have to be, and what you want to do in the future, even if that something isn't very realistic or likely today. You're starting to conjure up scenarios in which this item you're holding could be put to work. You could also be imagining that these are all going to go someplace, quote, important in the future, and therefore you're, quote, investing in something like, well, what about when my child has his or her own apartment? Or what if we get a second house? But in the meanwhile, they're taking up your valuable space. This investment in another possible future is costing you your present. I want to introduce some questions you can use to ask yourself so you can help evaluate whether you truly need something and need to keep it. Here are 8 questions you can ask yourself to help you untangle the, but I might need it someday, for your kitchen or any other space and category in your house. Number 1. When is the last time I used this? And it's okay to use a pre-COVID analysis here, but, you know, it's been 4 years, and so I want to keep yourself honest as to whether your pre-COVID life is coming back the way you imagined. Number 2, how often do I use it and why? Will this still be the case in the future? For instance, if you use items for hosting Thanksgiving, will you still be hosting in the future? Number 3, do I own another item that can serve the same purpose? Or is it easy for me to borrow this from somebody else? Number 4, is it in good shape or does it need to be repaired or replaced soon? Is it worth spending the money to repair? Number 5, do I know someone, or could somebody else be identified, that could get more use and value out of this than I am? Number 6, is it something I truly love and has sentimental value that cannot be replaced and it would be painful for me to let go of it? Number 7, do I own it because it represents another version of me from the past or an imaginary future, but actually not who I am today? Number 8, what's the worst thing that can happen if I let go of this today? So have these in mind as you start to determine if you need all that you have in front of you, or if future you is going to benefit even more from them being gone from your home and from your life, more than future you will suffer because they're gone. Remember, you are here because you made a choice to bring your head, heart, and body all in the same direction, to let go of things and have smoother systems in your home. If it was easy, you'd be done by now.